Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's the 12th of April, 2019. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. And there's a variety of reasons, that I can say this, but I just would like to put a shout out to Casey Patch for something he did for a veteran.
Oh, yeah.
For a veteran the last couple of days that he stepped in and did something really good that the VA couldn't do. So shout out to Shasta Regional Medical
But they're
Center.
Trying to work. Shasta Regional is reaching out to the VA.
That's right, to see how they can help. And there's going to be a huge story in this, but it's not ready yet.
It's not ready
for prime time. Well, we're not sure anything.
Right.
But
the energy is there.
The energy is there
to move forward and take better care
of our veterans
rather than sending them
locals.
Right,
yes.
Sending them to San Francisco, et cetera. Well, good morning. And Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Good morning.
Good morning, guy.
Your hair grew a little bit over the week.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cut it again.
We like it, bud.
That's okay. I'm letting mine grow, and Jared gets his hair cut. I don't know. It's just a thing.
I know. It's what goes on in the family of KCNR. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day. We have the blinds open, and we actually had to lower them a little bit because the glare is coming in. It's absolutely gorgeous. Sunny today with our highs of 73 and our lows of 48. Tomorrow calls for sunny with, oh, my gosh. Are you just looking forward to 77? You know, you want to just maybe put your body out there and get some seas. Light chance of showers tomorrow night, though, with a low of 52. And Sunday, slight chance of showers with a high of 70 and our lows of 48. Monday calls for showers again with about a 70% chance with a high of 62 and a low of 46 and slight chance of showers. So, you know, Saturday and Sunday, you know, we just love it when we come out and we're getting ready for Easter, getting ready to get everything groomed and beautiful. And then it's going to, you know, rain again. It'll be gorgeous with the flowers out. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They are a locally owned business where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And across the table from us is the cutest critter that is calm and peaceful and looking at us with.
And her name is Amy.
Yeah, well, okay. They're both.
I'm going to pay for that one, right, Amy?
Well, no, yeah. one's a male and one's a female. So
I'm rarely calm.
Yeah.
Or peaceful.
It was a little bit of tongue-in-cheek there.
Those are not the words people use to describe me, mostly.
Oh, no.
So I have a little cutie here named Scone.
I'm
not sure what's going on lately at the shelter with names, but we have all been on a huge food kick. We have so many food names for our dogs. We have a dog named Dijon, like the mustard, and just so many. We have a cupcake and a cheesecake.
I could see this one being Scone, though.
Yeah.
It's that brown.
It really works for
small.
Him.
Small.
And then you need to call the big one Steak.
Yeah. This one's Steak. Meat.
I just like, meat.
We've had a meatball.
Scone,
for sure.
Cute. Yeah. All right.
So Scone's about 5 years old. He's actually really, really calm in my lap, but he does get playful when you let him down, and he likes to run around and play. He looks to me, we have him listed as a long-haired Chihuahua, but he looks like he might have some Pomeranian in there, especially with his tail.
I think looking at that like
he's
that.
He's got a lot of long hair, and it's really cute. So he does have a defect in one of his eyes, his left eye he is blind in. But it doesn't stop him, doesn't slow him down, doesn't seem to affect him in any way. And he would make an amazing lap dog for somebody looking for a smaller companion that, you know, wouldn't mind having someone just to cuddle up next to all the time.
That would fit in right up at Benton Dog Park.
Yeah.
Oh,
and he
actually, in the small dog side.
For a smaller dog that's a little on the older side, because he's about 5 or 6, he's actually very, very tolerant. He loves kids. He's rated for a home with children 5 and up, so he's actually
He's not a little snappy dog.
No, he's not. He's very, very sweet. He's quiet as well. He's not a barker. Doesn't make a lot of noise.
He's been sitting on your lap ever since I saw him on TV this morning.
Yeah, he's easy to carry around, and I forget he can go down. He can get on the floor, but I forget.
Yeah, when he's with you, his feet never touch the ground.
No, they shouldn't. He's a perfect little prince. He should be always held and loved and spoiled rotten.
He is. He's just a love bug here.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do people get Scone?
You can give us a call, 241-1653. We are still doing our $25 adoption fee for dogs to help you find some bunny to love for Easter.
Some bunny to
some
love.
Some bunny to love.
Do you have any bunnies down there?
I believe we have one that's not available for adoption yet. It will be soon. It came in as a stray.
Mm-hmm. A stray rabbit?
Yeah.
Well,
most likely
you used to have a rabbit come into your backyard all the time.
Yes, and, it was a neighbor.
That was years ago.
A neighbor had her cage, a little white bunny rabbit, and I thought it was dead. And it would just, it hung out in the neighborhood. It would just sit there. And
They rabbits actually require a lot more space than people think they do to run around. They're not like hamsters or other like rodents. Rabbits aren't actually rodents at all. They're what they call a lagomorph. So they're a completely different species than rodents.
Oh, yeah.
They're not close to that.
Oh.
So if you're planning on getting a cute little bunny, they're not a very good starter pet. Cats are easier to care for than rabbits are. They require a lot. It's not just for Easter. It's a 10-year commitment. They can live up to 10 years.
Right.
So definitely something to think about before you decide to buy your kid one for Easter or a chick for that reason. One, you never know 100% whether that's going to be a rooster or a chicken.
Right.
If it turns out to be a rooster and you're in city limits, that's not allowed. Just one of those things to really think about this time of year. You know, get them a stuffed bunny. Get them a little.
Right.
Feed them some peeps instead of real baby chicks.
You have kids.
They're real.
Easter's next weekend. So what are your plans?
I think we're just going to low-key egg hunt and do some. You know, make dinner.
We did egg hunt for adults one time.
I've done those.
They couldn't find all the eggs.
We still find them.
We're still not sure. We still think they're out there.
That was many, many moons ago. But do you actually have the Easter egg hunt at your house?
I do, yeah.
Well, my dad did it for us up until, I mean, I love doing it up until, I guess
college.
It's only been the last 10 years that I haven't done it.
Yeah.
All right, Carl?
I've started putting.
I like an Easter egg hunt.
My kids are getting a little older, so I've been starting to put put money in it as well.
I really like
candy.
To do it.
I'm like, you couldn't get money, and then that money's not going to rot your teeth if I put a bunch of quarters in that egg.
No. It's a lot of fun. And it might be time for you, if you're thinking about a family's home over Easter break, so it's time to maybe adopt a pet.
Yeah.
And go into Haven Humane. We always appreciate you coming
on, Amy.
The
weather's going to get nice. It's going to be time to go for walks and do all that fun stuff.
This is just a good-looking little dog here.
He is.
Just looking at us. So, just happy.
A quick reminder about tomorrow. Tomorrow is our first ever kitten nursery shower. So our little baby shower is tomorrow from 11 to 1, and it's just like a human baby shower, but you're going to bring gifts geared towards kittens instead of babies.
There you
which,
go.
By the way, are very similar. Bottles and, you know, pee-pee pan and things like that.
In the,
very close. Toys and rattles and, you know.
In the kitten food.
Kitten food.
What's it called?
KMR. It's kitten KMR. Milk replacer, or, like, that's just one of the brand names. You can buy any kind of
any
kitten
like
formula.
That.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Alrighty, thank you guys. Have
you
a good one.
Have
you
a great one.
And Scone, I'm sure you're going to find a home today. Look at you. He goes, okay, let's go on to the next one. I'm ready.
So you're going to be teaching this weekend.
I'll be teaching this weekend.
And Wednesday will be at, Sportsman's Warehouse? And then what?
Monday will be
I'm
at
I'm going to talk about what's happening in the
one day
date.
We'll be at Sportsman's Warehouse. And
next day on the range?
Next day on the range.
So when after we've been, you've had those days where you're on your feet and you're having a lot of movement, and I know that I'm going to be preparing the house this weekend for a big group of family that's coming in over Easter. Mm-hmm. It just feels really good to fall into your bed at nighttime. And our sleep number bed, I changed my settings around. So my sleep number setting is been hanging out between 45 and 65. So it was 50 last night. And I do like to move it around because we have our individual settings.
I know. And that's the best thing. See, you compromise on everything in life. You don't have to compromise on the firmness of your mattress, and that's the best thing about sleep number. My sleep number setting is 60. Sometimes I drop it to 55. Other times it's up to 75. I've slept at 100 and slept very well, but you can adjust it. And now with the new sleep number 360 smart beds, they sense your move and automatically adjust you,
that's
keeping
cool.
you sleeping comfortably through the night. And, you know, it's not just adults. It's kids too. You got to figure out how much kids need sleep. Why not have them on a mattress that can adjust to them so they sleep better? Right now, Sleep Number is offering up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds off when you add a smart adjustable base that allows you to move the bed up or down as you wish. Maybe watching TV or maybe just moving around if your partner is like, moving them. So don't
do that. Is
that
called snoring? Or
that was that no that was
pig
yeah,
facing.
That was like pig face, but no, that was supposed to be snoring.
Okay.
Anyway, the only way you're going to do it is go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you. And I tell you, many people we know, Bob and Brenda, of course, are retiring. You know, Bob and Brenda on their transition to Oregon. First thing they did after they bought the house is they bought a Sleep Number bed.
It wasn't brand that cold.
Yep, mm-hmm. Brand new. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages with Chatty with Maddie.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry. Say, live and let die.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 55 degrees going up in the 70s. Today is 7:19 in the morning here on the 12th of April, Friday.
Boy, can you believe
that?
It's almost Easter.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones.
Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good
Commander.
To hear your voice.
Yes, I tried to call in yesterday, but we were so busy. Yesterday was the 119th birthday of the submarine force.
Yay! Happy birthday!
In 1900, John Holland sold his submarine, the USS Holland SS-1, to the United States Navy. And since then, we've had some pretty interesting times, including World War II, now the Cold War, and, of course, going from the gasoline to the diesel to now totally nuclear power. So I just wanted to say happy birthday to all the submariners and make sure that they know that everybody is thinking about them.
Yeah, we sure are. And you know what, Commander, you don't look a year over 50.
I'm having a hard time.
I'm just saying you don't look a year over 50, even though the submariners are going to be 119.
Yeah, we went to the submarine ball in Monterey this last weekend and had a fabulous time.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I bet. Was there wildness?
Yeah, I got to play sailor again in my dinner dress. And, oh, we did. We have a close friend down there that's in charge of the postgraduate school. And uh-huh. We got to see them again.
Oh, that's great. Commander, please accept our congratulations on the 119th birthday of the Submariner Service of the United States Navy.
All right. Well, listen, you guys have a great day. Thanks for all you do, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, Commander. Thank you so much.
Thanks so
much. Have a beautiful Friday.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
If it's Friday, it's time for...
Let's go right into it.
Come on, buddy.
Chatty with Maddie. Come on, let's hear the introduction there, buddy. Yeah.
Hey, folks. Good morning, welcome, and thank you for tuning in to KCNR's Friday morning segment of Girl on the Street, where relevant topics of conversation are raised and answered by those within the Reading community. I'm your host, Madison Cox. Stay tuned as I eagerly take to the streets to see who will get chatty with Maddie.
Okay. Okay. We're here with Madison Cox and time for Chatty with Maddie. You know, first of all, congratulations. You're going to be graduating next week.
Thank you so much. I am so excited.
Are you going to be here next Friday? I mean, you got so much stuff going on.
I will be here next Friday.
You'll be here Friday. Okay.
And I bet your parents are just really proud. I'm sure they're thinking my daughter's actually graduating from college. Just a huge accomplishment.
Yes. And for me, too, it was kind of a big step getting here because I took a couple years off to work. So they're probably like, thank God she's finally graduating. You know?
Well, we watched a movie last night about a young lady who was, you know, I think a lot like you, an overachiever, an A personality. And, of course, it ended
super
there.
Smart.
Super smart. But got into some trouble. And it's called,
not like you.
It's called Molly's Game.
Okay.
And it was about Molly Bloom, a woman who started poker games.
But she was on the Olympic team.
Well, almost made it to the Olympic
right.
team. She was like
skier.
She says, what's worse than all these other things? She said it's finishing fourth.
Right.
Anyway, okay. What was the subject this week?
Yeah, so this week it was kind of relevant to me, both what's going on in my life and what we've kind of seen worldwide. It was the topic of gun control. So for me, actually, I was doing a research project for one of my classes about the March for Our Lives movement that happened last year, kind of where uh-huh. the youth of America joined in the state capitals, especially congregated in Washington, and were trying to make their views heard on gun control.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took to the streets to ask people what their views on gun control were, what their opinions were. And since California is known for a lot of regulations in response to gun control, I just wanted to see how easy it was to obtain a gun and stuff like that.
Okay, so let's go.
Basically, I feel like there needs to be some sort of regulation as far as who has the ability to own a gun and use a gun. But I think that it's important to remember that it is part of our Constitution to allow us to have guns. I've kind of always had a funny little joke that gun control really is just using the safety on your gun. but overall, I feel like guns are a tool that are important in being able to hunt, being able to protect ourselves, And I think it's just really important that we continue to protect our freedoms in this country and being able to own and carry guns.
Anyway, so yeah, what are your thoughts or opinions on gun control?
Right now, today, it's a Second Amendment right. And so the question is, you can have more control, but you have less right. So that's up to Congress, right? If they want to change the amendment, they'll end up having less rights, like privacy. For example, that'd be one of them. So it's really a congressional issue, and so you're going to have to balance between the amendment and other civil rights, right?
We're from Florida. We've lived here for a little while, and we had a lot of break-ins in our complex, and I felt safer with a gun. Mm-hmm. I didn't want somebody getting guns off the street and coming in, and me being a legal, you know, person able to have a gun, I wanted it to protect us. Mm-hmm. They're going to get them on the streets no matter what. They're going to get them from somewhere. They're not going to have all guns taken, and I believe the ones that will be taken are the ones from the people that carry the permits for them. I think that's who they're going after, and so I don't want that to happen because I need to protect my family.
Since you did receive a gun in the state of California, do you feel like the regulations were still high, or do you feel like it was easily accessible?
I thought it was good. I had to go through the background checks. I had to go through everything that everybody should go through. And that's how I was able to purchase. And I want my daughters to be able to also, mm-hmm. to protect them. As long as we all know how to use them, we do the classes, and we know that we're protected, you know. I think it's a good thing.
I am a believer in the Second Amendment. I do believe people should have the right to own guns. Mm-hmm. And as far as control, I mean, there are some aspects of it I do agree with and others I don't. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, as far as the certain kinds of guns that you can own, I don't think those should be controlled. I think they should be focusing more on who is sane enough to own a gun. Mm-hmm. You know, people that are more likely to commit mass shootings and things like that, like people are obviously, they shouldn't have them, but I do believe in the right to own them.
Maddie, did you find anybody that didn't believe in it?
Not really. I had one gentleman who said he was from the Bay Area, and he did express that he did have some liberal views.
Yeah.
But even speaking to him, he sounded like he was open to, you know, regulation that was not taking guns away per se, but not like they can still own guns, but it would just be regulated in a certain sense. So a lot of people had different ideas of what that regulation will look like.
Right. Where did you do most of your interviews?
I met one lady. I was just talking to her during a class, and I said that I did the radio show, and she seemed interested in speaking, and I was like, okay, well, it's on gun control this week, and she jumped on it. And then this week, I like to do the sundial because there's usually a lot of people. And
thus the wind.
Yes, the
okay.
wind. It's a beautiful
okay.
day.
But you've just met people on, do you ask them if they're from Reading or they're from other areas?
No, I usually just go up to them, and my main point of contact is, hey, can I ask your opinion on something? And usually most people say yes. And then that's my in. And then we start a conversation, and this is where I start to learn, like, where these people are from. The last gentleman that we spoke to and you guys listened to, on the track there, he was from Oregon. So we kind of talked about how his experience was obtaining a gun in Oregon and then what he had to do to transfer that license over to California, which sounded pretty, you know, strenuous.
Well, you know, the fact is that what I heard then, and especially from women, and because, of course, I teach concealed carry, and everybody now, whether it's a man or a woman, the main reason they're buying is protection, mm-hmm. in today's society. And not only that, but you know, then the Second Amendment gets into it. Hey, it's my right to do that. And when you see in New Zealand, when it's not in the Constitution, they're in the process of confiscating every semi-automatic rifle, every semi-automatic rifle in New Zealand, and forcing people, they're going to pay them whatever, you know, pay them a price, a set price, and they're going to collect every one of them and destroy them. So there's a difference between it being a constitutional amendment and not. What the young man was talking about, well, you know, it's in Congress. Well, no, it's in Congress, but it's also in the states. So it's like 2/3 of the states have to ratify a change on an amendment like that, mm-hmm. as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was good. Nobody threatened to beat you up or anything then, huh?
No, luckily I usually always am smiling, keep a good distance. You know, there's always, you know, we get to know each other a little bit better. And if I sense any kind of hostility, I'm like, okay, well, thank you for your time. You know, and so.
Well, it's good. You know, and the other thing, too, is, you know, it is the smile. You got a great smile. You come up and you stand back from somebody, and you're obviously not a street person. So,
yeah.
You know, you're not asking for
money.
Cigarettes, money, or drugs.
Yeah, well, it's actually kind of a funny story because the first time I did the segment for you guys, I had never really approached strangers on the street. So, unfortunately, I had the wrong tactic of asking, oh, may I have a moment of your time? So, obviously, everybody thinks I'm asking for money. So, now we switch to the opinion, and I've gotten responses every time I
do. Oh, that's great.
That's great.
You know, you learn something about how to approach a stranger on the street is a big deal.
Did that surprise you about all the ones that believed in having guns like that, and women?
It did, because usually when I do this segment, I try to get a mix of opinions. So if I have one that's for gun control and one that's not for gun control, I like to mix that in so it shows there's diversity in our community. But this week, it really wasn't the case. Everybody, it may just be because of Reading where we're at, but the general consensus is everybody believes in the Second Amendment right, and that we should hold guns either for women if it was for protection or, you know, recreational use, whatever you're using it for. It is a fundamental right that we hold.
Okay. Chatty with Maddie.
Thank you so much. And congratulations. This time next week, you'll be
this time next week, she's going to be with us.
I will.
She's taking the walk.
You can't get rid of me that easy.
No, we're keeping Maddie here.
As long as
you
want to stay here, we want you around. And we love that you, it sounds to me like with this process that you've learned a lot too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I love getting, it's an educational tool for me as well, because what I'm not familiar with in an issue, I can go talk to somebody else and work through my views with them. So it's great to get to learn other people's perspectives. I'm really enjoying it.
Okay. Chatty with Maddie. Thanks so much for being here with us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
7:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at the Red Bluff Roundup. It's coming week, 19th through 21st.
In fact, we're going
to have some cowboys with us Monday morning talking about the Red Bluff Roundup. You know, it's the largest three-day rodeo in the country with over 600 contestants competing for over $250,000 in prize money. It starts Friday at 5 p.m., performance at 7. You can get your tickets at redbluffroundup.com. You're going to have a great time. This is a huge thing for our community. We'll be right back after these messages with our friends from Holiday Harbor. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, I'm here with Joe Adamson, founder of Adamson's Peak Performance. You're celebrating your 25 years in business, Joe, with an open house April 13th, 10 to 2, at 3050 C Street. What's going on?
Come on down and take a tour of our amazing hybrid gym. We've got some sizzling one-day-only membership offers, and we'll be giving away thousands of dollars in gift prizes.
That's April 13th from 10 to 2 at 3050 C Street, Adamson's Peak Performance.
Some things in life you can just rely on.
like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Gather your friends and family to share a meal. Elements inside Wind River Resort and Casino is offering Easter brunch and dinner on Sunday, April 21st. Brunch 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. includes a carving station with prime rib, baked ham, crab, a waffle and omelet station, assorted sides and desserts. Dinner buffet 5 to 9 p.m. includes prime rib, baked ham, and more sides and desserts. For full menus and prices, download the Wind River app. Children 5 and under free. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Leave Easter brunch to us. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make e-gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Walking down this rocky road, wondering where my life is leading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460
AM. Skate on in.
Your talk radio. 59 degrees going up into the mid-70s today. It's going to be a beautiful day, a beautiful weekend. It is 7:37 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Being in the North State for over 25 years, Martin and Pam and their company there has just done outstanding service to everybody. Voted best in the North State. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our HVAC people.
You know, it's really funny when we come in from a break, we get excited, we start talking in between the break, and then our next guest coming in, hey, how's it going, family? You know, and since you moved into our new studio, we're not in the same room as the producer, so.
You can reach over and slap us.
I mean, you could say, all right, it's time. So we slide in sometimes. Hey, sunny today with our high of 73 and lows of 48. The weekend is going to be fabulous. Sunny tomorrow. Ooh, fabulous. And 77 and low of 52. And Sunday, 70 with a low of 48. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, which really excites me about the season that's coming up. We love our North State, and we were just talking with our guest at the break. Good morning, Kevin Hardy from Holiday Harbor.
Kevin Hardy,
one of my favorite actors.
Yeah. How long have you known me, Linda?
Mr. Kelly.
Yeah. It's a pleasure to be here, and yes. I thank you guys for calling me. I was really excited.
Well, we've really had you on our minds.
We were there last year. This is loyalty to the brand.
Thank you.
We went out on the lake on August like 6th.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah.
Little smoky.
Three days or four days right after the fire.
And the fire was still going pretty strong.
We had family in town, and we said we're going
to
tough it.
They wanted to go out because we had taken the grandkids out there the year before, and they were just, oh. And so we took the whole family out this time.
But we've really had you on our mind, and I always feel that when you have somebody on your mind, and it really wasn't necessarily – It was about you. It kept coming into my head, and I always feel like when that happens, you need to call somebody. Like, no, are you okay? How's everything with you?
Yeah.
And I said, no, Linda, really good. Everything's really great. Well, I think really because there was a lot of devastation that happened with the fires, then the slides, then the snow, and so when people have work in a business such as Holiday Harbor. I mean, tell us what's happening.
Yeah. Well, it was, it was a horrible August and September, you know, one of the worst on record. But we survived, you know, we persevered. And, it was a rough winter, had that snow, had, in the rain. And, you know, thank God we just got a couple good days coming.
Nice.
And
wow.
We got a lot of work done, and we got a lot of catch up, a lot of cleanup, a lot of catch up. And, you know, for the amount of rain that we've got this year, we definitely have a big workload this spring.
Did you have a lot of trees down coming down to the harbor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we probably had about 6 or 8 trees fall right in our parking lot. I mean, and they're...
Oh, my gosh.
They're big, huge trees.
Well, you have huge trees. That's what I was thinking about, too. So on many, many levels, I was thinking about it's not just, oh, it's heavy weather. It's about getting down to the harbor.
Yeah.
And you guys, we've had you on now and have followed you when we had the drought. How many times you had to drop your, what do you call them?
The marina?
The floating piers.
The floating piers, you had to drop those.
Yeah.
And you went, you know what? You guys have such tenacity. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
You know, you've just been able to hold your head up and make it through all of the seasons. And we've had some pretty, highs and lows here.
Oh, gosh. It's like a roller coaster ride. You know, the marina business is like a roller coaster ride. Well, you have your great ups and your wicked downs.
So. You know, after the drought, and then the lake filled up, and it was just a booming season. And then last year, the lake was full, and then the fires.
Oh, it started out to be a great season. And then the fires hit, and it was just devastation. It was a ghost town. And like I say, it was the worst August and September that we've had on record. But, you know, again, we've persevered. We've lasted the winter. Didn't have to go to the bank too much. So,
well, you know, also though, this year, it's looking good.
Oh, this year's looking fabulous. The phone's ringing off the wall.
That's great.
We're just struggling to get the boats all ready and painted and the whole bit because of the rain. And so, you know, we're working some overtime and, you know, working some extra hours to try to get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we've done a couple. Do you mind? I'm sorry.
You're quicker than me.
We've done a couple fundraisers. Media luncheons. And I'm not sure if it's just me or I'd be curious to know if you're experiencing the same thing, is that the mood, maybe after we've had such trauma as a community, that the mood is on a giving, a positive, we will get through this, we've gotten through this. It seems like there's more love, attention, affection that I'm experiencing in, like I said, fundraisers and luncheons and things where it just people are coming together.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We try to give back to the community. I mean, almost daily I get donation letters, and we try to give back to the community.
And we see y'all out there in a lot of these that, you know, you get a weekend or Turtle a boat
Bay.
Or something like this, with
Turtle Bay.
With you all.
Yeah. But, you know, after the big devastation and the shock, the shell shock, if you will, I think people are missing the lake. They're missing the normal life. And so we're seeing, you know, a lot of positive stuff. Hey, we didn't make it up to the lake last year because of the fires. You know, we're so excited to get out and the lake's full.
You said it's like your biggest year. I mean, just in phone calls.
We keep track of it. And so I think we're ahead about 300 days. Rentals compared to 2016. And 2016 was a fairly good year. So we're using that as our baseline.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're up a little bit. So.
Well, good.
So
well,
do you hear that? You better make your reservations now.
That's what we're saying.
Because
there.
There's been a couple times we've tried to get out there. Yeah. I'm sorry, we're sold out. What?
Yeah.
So and it's true.
Yeah, and we're starting the waiting list now. So it's a positive. It's a positive for everybody. And, you know, I love to see the businesses thriving around, the local area and bouncing back and so on. So
still going to have your restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So when is that actually open?
Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that the big kickoff?
Yeah. No, Mother's Day weekend, you know, we have, a lot of boats going on. Matter of fact, we're busy. This next weekend coming up, next weekend, we got around 20 boats going out. A lot of fishermen. The fishing is just phenomenal right now. Absolutely phenomenal.
Well, it's Easter weekend. That's when they're going out. Oh, yeah, of course. It's beautiful out there. The thing I guess I like is, of course, my favorite boat is always going to be the patio boat. I mean, I can't help it. I mean, the houseboats are cool. I mean, and we've spent some wonderful nights out on the lake. Well, you know, tied up. But on a houseboat. I mean, I lived on a boat for a long time, and it's just something about being on a boat. It's the the temperature is cooler, the boat's rocking a little bit. I mean, it just seems like you sleep like a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the great outdoors. It's, you know, there's nothing better than a couple nights on Lake Shasta.
Yeah. What do you tell people that have not been out? Should people that have never been out before in a houseboat be worried?
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. We, you know, we go through every little facet of the operation of the boat. We spend as much time with you as needed. We don't let you go unless you're really comfortable at the helm. And so, it makes for a less stressful.
Just let me say this, is that if you're a little concerned about backing the boat out and getting it out of the harbor, Holiday Harbor people do that for you, take you to the very end where there's nothing else around you, and hand the boat over to you. They jump onto the dock, and off you go.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, absolutely right.
No, I mean, if the wind's blowing and you got some, you got freeboard there, that is that if you're not, if you're a little concerned, you don't want them to be concerned. You want them to have a good time, so you'll just take care of all that.
Yeah, we try to, we try to take the stress off you.
We're going to have to take a break here when we come back. More questions about Holiday Harbor. I want to talk about some of the rules and regulations and ages and why. I think that's important. People know that, so you don't have a bunch of, crazy drunk teenagers driving around on the lake. So people may think that that happens. Let's talk a little bit more about that when we get back. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented. We just had Jeff Fink on here yesterday, who's the CEO and president of Cornerstone Community. And, it's something to do is build, you work with a community bank. It's just easier than it is a lot of times when you're working with behemoths like Bank of America, who has a special place in hell. You can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. And remember that Cornerstone Community Bank invites you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back. Kevin Kelly, Holiday Harbor.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Right here today on the last day of the week, Friday, the 12th of April. 60 degrees going up in the mid-70s today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. 7:51 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. There's nothing that Jeff Worst doesn't know about repairing windshields. He doesn't waste your time. He just does the business, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 24 inches in length, over 2.5 feet, in fact. If you got an RV and those big windshields and you got that little chip in it, take it in there before it gets bad. Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees his work for life. 3208 South Market Street, or call him at 241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We're here with Kevin Kelly on from Holiday Harbor. And one of the people said, I rented houseboats twice from Holiday last year. They're great folks there. And it's absolutely true. You've got guys, people there have been working there for decades.
Yeah.
Besides
me,
you.
Yeah, me included. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some 20, 30-year veterans that are there, you know, working. So. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the houseboats aren't available for everybody. And I don't mean this in a like there's some kind of discrimination. But there are certain things that you have to be, like a certain age and other things, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You have to be 25, which is standard in the industry. You can't rent a car unless you're over the age of 25. So we've just
I think that's
that.
Reasonable.
I
yeah.
Didn't know that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and, you know, you have to have some responsibility for the folks that are on the boat because, you know, houseboating, you can be inherently dangerous. You know, you're on the water, you know.
And we've had tragedies out there before because people took their eyes off a child.
Yeah, very sad. Yeah, exactly. And, it, you know, life can change in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, I mean, not at Holiday, but on the lake itself.
Yeah.
So you've got to be a certain age. There's, of course, what happens, I have to ask this every year when you come on, Slaughter Island.
Slaughterhouse Island.
Slaughterhouse Island.
Yeah,
that weekend.
Yeah, the college kids come down and just cut loose, and it's a sight to see. You know, if you want to go out and see, you know, 400 college kids just absolutely drunk. You know,
we have had Bob Belongi, our former producer, and his wife Brenda with the
Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They would do that on. They would work those weekends or whatever that was.
Yeah,
sheriffs were out there. I bet that's quite the weekend for you guys.
To be perfectly honest with you, we kind of screen those folks. And, you know, the over 25, not a whole lot of them are over 25, you know, unless they're a fifth-year senior. Yeah. You know,
they get somebody's older brother.
Yeah, but they have to stay on the boat with them. If they're not, then we take it from them.
Okay. Well, you know, the other thing, too, I remember a few years ago, they just trashed the island, and it was so bad that the University of Southern Oregon or something like that, they took their kids, brought them back down here again, and cleaned it up.
That went viral.
But if you want a new Yeti cooler, that would have been a good time to go pick up a $400 cooler for free.
Brand new tent, cooler, you know, everything that was out on it. It was just an absolute mess. And you know, thankfully, the administration from Oregon State and University of Oregon stepped in and said, kids, you can't be doing this.
Well, it wasn't our students. Oh, and then everything out there had Oregon written on it.
The yellow O, you know. Yeah. On there. So it's like, are you kidding me?
Do you get when something like that, is there damage to the boats Yeah. Oh, you must have a huge deposit for people that weekend.
Yeah, we do. We collect a huge deposit, but it doesn't nearly cover the damage that these kids cause. You know,
wow.
I mean, you know, I'm all about having a good time, but you know, be safe,
be responsible,
and be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
that's what we try to, you know, drive into these kids' heads. You know, says, you know, life can change in a blink of an eye. You know, we're all about having fun, but be safe.
Right.
You know, be responsible. You know, be respectful.
Right. And, you know, we've had instances on the lake where people in their own boats have been drinking and there's been people killed. There's been other instances where nobody was doing anything wrong and they hit the wave wrong.
Yeah.
And somebody was killed.
Yeah.
And but so boats, you know, if they're not driven responsibly and safely and somebody that knows what they're doing, they can be. I mean, it's just like driving a car.
Absolutely.
So, and yeah. People don't realize you can get a DUI on the lake just as fast as you can on the street.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, you know, I've boated my whole life, you know, been on the lake my whole life. And, you know, I've seen a lot of crazy people out there doing stupid stuff. And, you know, you just pull over and just say, hey, you know, you might want to slow down. You know, there's a lot of people out here. It can be real busy, real fast, especially 4th of July weekend. It's
Oh, my gosh. Are you sold out already?
4th of July weekend? On some boats, we are, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, we're starting a waiting list. So it's,
Tell us what people, we only got a few minutes left. Tell us what we can rent out at Holiday Harbor.
You can rent anything from a patio boat, canoe, houseboat. We have jet skis. We have paddle boards, the whole bit. I mean, it's.
Regular, like, speedboats?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, things like that.
Yep.
People want to go out.
Yeah, skiing tees. Family runabout, open bow ski boats. You know, they're a high gunnel boat. They're real safe to operate. If you want to just get out on the lake and go swimming, you know, you can go sightsee, go down and see the dam.
It's so fun to get a jet ski along with your houseboat and then able to go see, just travel the shoreline. You can get lost in, you know, who needs to get on a plane and see another part of the world, because right then you're getting so much. Now, I just kind of want to share with you on the, if you go to holidayharbor.com and then it clicks on the lakeshasta.com, but for their houseboats, for instance, I mean, just go to Holiday Harbor, and you're going to see wonderful pictures and the prices. What you can do with your family, you can take your dogs, you can fish, you can go out and have a great time. You don't need to travel far. It's right here in Holiday Harbor. And we just really admire you guys, your tenacity and your hard work.
Yeah. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy.
Kevin Kelly's been here with us from Holiday Harbor. You know, the one thing that I really enjoyed when we spent the night out on the on the lake is there's no light. There's not a lot of ambient light out there at all. So you get up on the roof, you lay there, you try not to hit your loved one with your cell phone because you're up there looking at the stars.
We did.
And give her a black eye. But it's just lay there and watch the stars, and it's absolutely quiet.
Yeah, when we do our orientations, you know, people haven't been here before, and they're from, you know, Sacramento or San Francisco or something, and we say, hey, when you're up at night, look up.
Yeah.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
They have not seen it before because of all the light they have.
Yeah.
Kevin, thank you so much for being with us here today. You know what? And we always kind of like the beginning of the year and see what's going on. But, you know, you guys are a little bit, you know, you're just working probably now with these type of days. It looks like it's going to be next week, too. You are just going to the wall getting everything done.
Somebody just turned on the faucet and it's flowing.
That's great. I was supposed to be fishing in the Healing Waters this weekend, but they canceled that because of all the water they're letting out.
Yeah.
40,000 cubic feet.
I thought that was coming up.
Is that a minute or is that a second?
A second.
It's a second.
Yep.
40,000 cubic feet a second. Yeah. And they had to cancel it earlier this week because at that level, it's not safe to be out on the river.
Well, they, you know, they filled the lake twice already.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got it up to about 15 feet from the top and had tons of water, and they let it back down to 30. Now they're filling it right back up again. So,
wow.
Tremendous amount of water.
And then when the snowpack goes.
Man.
Oh. Yeah, stand by.
Yeah. But, you know, it's typically at 4th of July weekend, we're usually about 15 to 20 feet down. It's going to be hard-pressed to get it below 10.
Okay.
So it's, you know, the water's just going to be sustainable the whole year.
That's
so
great. Yeah. Okay, Holiday Harbor. Go online or give them a call quickly. What's the phone number?
238-2383.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin, for coming in. Okay, hey, when we come back, Jake Mangus, president of the Chamber of Commerce, there's a lot of things rolling in, and we want to talk about Jake Mangus in the 2030. His thoughts on that.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An unnamed White House official says it's an idea that had been considered, but it was ultimately rejected. The administration reportedly looked into releasing, into so-called sanctuary cities, illegal immigrants who had been detained. Minnesota Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar facing renewed criticism over comments that critics say diminish the gravity of the 9/11 attacks. Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says Omar's defense of her remarks, as well as her attacks on critics, are misguided.
They should not try to act as though they are victims and hide behind this notion that somehow they can't be criticized, because if anybody criticizes them, it's an incitement to violence. That's ridiculous.
And Cheney tells the Salem Radio Network that Omar really should be removed from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Ohio has a new pro-life law on its books.
Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed the measure Thursday, one day after it passed the state legislature. It bans abortions after the first detectable heartbeat of an unborn baby. That can come as early as 5 or 6 weeks into pregnancy before many women know they're pregnant. Ohio is the fifth state to have a so-called heartbeat law. Opponents have already vowed to sue. Greg Clugston reporting.
Winter weather conditions persist today across parts of the plains and the upper Midwest. Lots of snow and ice and high winds.
We actually have a low pressure system right now in southeast South Dakota, responsible for widespread winter weather across the northern plains, parts of the central plains, into the upper Mississippi Valley. Blizzard conditions over a large portion of this area. Snowfall accumulations at this point, we've seen in excess of 2 feet.
At Storm Prediction Center, meteorologist Brian Hurley, travel is difficult, if not impossible. Thousands of utility customers left without power. The Wall Street rally rolls on, the Dow up 196 points, the S&P 13 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
An eighth straight Friday of protests in Algeria against country's leadership.
The Friday protest is an established ritual here now, part of a peaceful struggle for a new Algeria. Demonstrators are determined to keep up the momentum and the pressure. Having seen off their ailing leader, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, just last week, they are now focused on the new interim president, who is drawn from the old guard. Many say he can't be trusted to organise free and fair elections, and he has to go, along with the rest of the political establishment. The demonstrators want a complete break with the past.
The BBC's Arla Guerin reporting. Chevron buying Anadarko Petroleum. It's a $33 billion cash and stock deal. The company seeks to grow stronger in deep water exploration. News and analysis at townhall.com. ER officials say it's a growing problem around the country.
Toys, coins, and batteries are being swallowed, even TV remotes and digital thermometers. A study published in the journal Pediatrics shows the number of young kids younger than 6 in the ER has more than doubled. 90% of treated children were sent home without being admitted, but severe internal injuries and deaths have been reported. Batteries and small high-powered magnets, often sold as desk toys for adults, are among the most dangerous objects. The magnets can attract each inside the intestines, boring holes into the abdomen that can lead to life-threatening blood poisoning. I'm Ed Donahue.
Disney is gearing up to take on Netflix, among others. A new Disney Plus streaming service to make its debut across the country on November 12th. And at $6.99 a month, it will undercut Netflix with its $13 basic monthly fee. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Stood up this week and did something special for a veteran that was having some heart problems that the VA seemed to, down in San Francisco, couldn't seem to be able to get him in. Well, Shasta Regional did. Thanks to them out there. Good
morning. And the Casey.
Yeah, and the Casey
for expediting that. Yeah. Good morning, everybody. It's currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have 73 today with beautiful sunny skies. Clear tonight with our lows of 48. Great barbecue weather. Saturday calls for highest 77 with our lows of 52. And Sunday, well, now we come back with 20% chance of showers with our high of 70 and overnight lows of 48. Monday calls for showers, likely 70% with a high of 62. And a low of 46, and Tuesday, 67. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now let's go to our fitness tip of the week. Boy, are we back in the gym at our favorite place to go, Adamson's Peak Performance. Also celebrating tomorrow with an open house from 10 to what? Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. From 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., we'll have our open house going
25 years
celebration. I'll be there for sure.
Awesome. So, looking forward to it.
I would be there, but I'm teaching tomorrow. I just have a question. Did you buy some extra weights? Because you know I'm going to be pushing a lot of iron here.
We bought extra weights, Carl, and we widened the front doors for your shoulders.
Hey, there you go, buddy. You know, Adamson Speak Performance, the epicenter of transformation. So.
Okay, so what's our fit? Do you have a fitness tip, or we're just here to promote the weekend?
Well, it's kind of both. So my fitness tip is to become a student of your own health, fitness, wellness, and nutrition. Ultimately, we are each responsible for our own health and wellness. You only get one body. So don't leave it to your doctor. Don't leave it to your spouse. You have to be the quarterback and know what's going on. So a great first step is in this self-education is to come to our 25-year strong open house tomorrow from 10 to 2. In addition to having an opportunity to speak with my personal trainers and our nutrition coaches, we have 8 other fitness, wellness, and nutrition companies, Fleet Feet, Sports, Reading Sports Therapy, Liberty Physical Therapy, The Bike Shop, NorCal Hormone Replacement Therapy, Back Rubs, U.S. Cryotherapy, Riverview Golf, Enjoy Magazine. They'll all be there with tables set up, doing demonstrations, providing information. We've handpicked some of the top fitness and therapy professionals in the area. So what an opportunity for someone to come down and to learn how to take care of their body. So that's my fitness tip of the day.
All right, Joe. Thanks so much. Adamson's Peak Performance, located over there off of C Street. So if you take Hartnell and you find C Street over there over by, what's the name of the school?
It's over by Rother and Parsons School, just on the other side of I-5.
Right.
Those two schools.
Okay. Can't miss the building. So, Joe, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Also, on the scenes right now, Carl, looks like Reading police are on the scene at Oxford Road responding to shots fired inside of a home. One of the reporters, Courtney Kreitz, is on the scene, and there's a shooter who's still inside of the home. So they're, according to what we're watching here on live, there's a SWAT team. There's a whole thing going down there.
Yeah, it looks like the shooting was earlier this morning, but the guy is still inside the house. But our last report was that Mistletoe School was locked down. So you might want to avoid that area. So till we find out what's going on, it's live right now that the police are there. They've got everything marked off. So we'll see what happens. We'll be following this through the rest of the hour here. So, hey, Jake Mangus is our guest today. He's the president of the Chamber of Commerce for Reading. And I have to admit, Jake, you've gotten yourself all over the place.
we
go someplace, there's Jake.
Yeah.
You know,
very
it's kind of like
hard worker.
It's kind of like, you know, wherever you are, there's Jake. But that's cool. I really thought it was opportune that you were here because you put something out this week.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Well,
which one? What thing are we talking about? I'm waiting.
and we talked about it with the EDC on Wednesday. And you said the year 2030.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I was going to respond to you on that, saying I was probably going to be on hunting turkeys on my walker. But I realize it's not that far away, so I probably won't be. I'll be still hunting turkeys there. But your thoughts on the year 2030, what it's going to look like in Reading.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to me, the reason why I was writing about that this week is because we had an event for 21 to 39-year-olds in business. It's the RISE program of the Chamber of Commerce. And at my table, the topic of discussion was, let's suppose you 20 to 30-year-old young professionals are in Reading and it's the year's 2030. What was it about the community that kept you here, you know? And so a lot of the discussion went to things about, you know, I was pleasantly surprised that we talked about, economics and the job opportunities and what's that going to look like. They started with the growth of industry and what kind of industry. And they said, well, we're kind of in this state right now where we're not exactly sure. I mean, it could be a startup community where people are creating their own destiny here in Reading. It could be telecommuting, working for companies in other places, but enjoying the quality of life in this community. It might be that things change in the state to the point where we've got a forest products industry that's back again and all these other things. So it was really interesting to hear the perspectives of these young professionals. They, of course, talked about wanting to have a vibrant downtown, and they're excited about all the things that are coming with the transformation that we're going to see in this part of our city, and then also the waterfront. People always go to the waterfront and along Park Marina Drive,
right,
especially. They look at that and they say, why is that so underdeveloped? A lot of people are new. I mean, just a dovetail on this. Yesterday we had our greeters with the Reading Breakfast Lions Club, and there are a lot of senior members of our business community that are part of that group. And Arch Pugh, one of our former Citizens of the Year at the Chamber, said to me, he goes, it's amazing to me how the faces have changed in the business community. He said, I'm looking around and I don't recognize anybody.
Wow.
You see new.
That's wonderful.
But that's good because it's time.
Right.
It's time for people to, I'm not saying to retire. You know, I mean, hell, you work as long as it adds things to your life and you can add things to your community. But it's also time though for younger generation to step up and start taking responsibility for what's going to happen around here.
True.
Instead of letting people that have been here making the decisions for the last 20 years, it's time for some changes.
Well, you know, you can imagine Arch Pugh is a pillar.
Yeah,
I bet you know. So
yeah.
He's there. He's the you know, the sequoia looking around at the new.
He's tall, too. Yeah.
The little saplings.
And going, I don't recognize anybody in here, you know. So,
great analogy for him.
Well, he is. He's a pillar of the community, and and he has gotten involved. He's not afraid to get involved in things. I mean, he'll take a stand.
He is
scrappy.
He's our attorney.
That was my point to the group of young professionals. As I said, we want you to look at yourselves and not think, you know, my time will be sometime in the future. You know, who am I to do anything? I said, you guys are part of this community today.
Right.
We want you to feel empowered that your voice is important today, and we all have a role to play. So
we all have a role to play,
yep.
And here's the thing, is we want your generation to step up. We want your generation to, you know, that's got, let's just face it, you know, probably, you know, if nothing else, you've got maybe a little more, you know, time to complete things.
Yeah, hopefully.
So when you start on things that's going to benefit the community, it's going to benefit Linda and I.
Sure.
So we're looking at those types of things. I'm looking at a perfect example. We've got to take a break is what's happening downtown.
Okay.
Okay. So, hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's where Linda goes to spend her extra time. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Jake.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you. Let them see we're crazy.
She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
For the 12th annual One Safe Place Walk a Mile in Her Shoes event at California Street Labs on April 13th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's right, Walk a Mile is downtown. Various downtown businesses have collaborated to bring you an event to remember. The walk will be followed with live music, games, art, beverages, and more. All donations will be matched dollar for dollar by the McConnell Foundation Challenge Grant to support One Safe Place Youth and Children's Program. Don't forget your heels!
The 25th annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 8:18 in the morning.
I have to ask this, Jared. You don't have us turned on when we're just sitting in here just BSing.
Did you hear us just then talking like saying blah, 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 blah?
I did not.
Okay. Good. You know, you're so good at that. I'm still not sure sometimes because, you know, sometimes I look back and the producer's eyes are really wide and they're like, I'm like, uh-oh.
My mic is not. Oh, there
okay,
it is.
Now yeah. It is.
Your
see?
Mic is hot. Yeah. That was the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Hot mics.
Red hot.
I'm back.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's quit playing around.
Did I pay you this week?
Congrats on the 96.5 frequency, by the way. That's really great to be on the FM dial. How long you been on there? It's been quite a while now, right?
Well, we started in, well, not really. It's January.
January, yeah.
And then we got hung up on, just like everybody else, fires, floods,
flood, government shutdown. So
snows, everything. But yeah. Thanks to a lot of people.
Hey, even I know that Steely Dan sang the song FM, no static at all, and that's what you got going on.
Yeah.
And it's 24 hours a day, and of course we're going to be partnering up with Colt 45s again and starting soon.
Is it going to be on FM and AM then?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
my
hear,
gosh.
We drove up to Cedarville over the weekend, so we could hear up to Bernie. And we drove to Sacramento.
It's fun to test to see how
clear,
far the reach is, right?
Yeah, it's really
we
nice.
We were
to
lost
people
in the mountains out there in around out past, what was the name of that place? But it was out there past, way out there past Inwood. We're driving around out there trying to figure out where we are, but we could listen to us.
You hear that, potential advertisers? This is some good reach we've got going on here.
Oh, yeah. You know, it does. And we're and people, AM is such a strange, you know, it's magic. That's what the M means.
Yep.
And it's always magic if you can hear it. But now, you know, where people in one house could hear AM and across the street they couldn't, now everybody can hear the FM. Yeah. So
beautiful.
It is. But,
good job.
You know, but you know what? One of the reasons we did that, Jake, and this is why, and you understand this, is you get that crossroads where you either are going to expand and grow and push out your business, or you're just going to kind of like hang in there as long as you can till you get taken over or you get rolled over. And we've watched two other stations go under here in the past year. Two other stations, so that we're the last privately owned freestanding radio station.
I don't know if I want to say go under. They just, like corporate pulled them. They pulled them out of the area. Oh, they did? Okay, whatever.
So, well, you know what? One
it's
did.
Tough.
One did, but the other one was, you know, just, okay, for whatever reason, you're watching them go down like that. And so it tells you, you have to do something. Just like we watch, you know, these businesses like Roots.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's just a fantastic business. And I think something like From the Hearth.
Yeah.
We are trying really hard, and we're going to use you to get the owner on here because he's kind of shy about it. But this guy did so much.
Yeah,
you know,
John Dix from the Hearth, you've got to get him on.
In fact, you all gave him, what was it, the citizen?
Yeah, he was, gosh, I'm trying to think if it was either Business of the Year or Business Person of the Year, one or the other.
Business,
like
person of the Year.
One of the top awards that the business community gets every year.
And people maybe don't know this, but he opened up From the Hearth for free.
Yeah.
And it was like $60,000 worth of...
During
the fire season for everybody that was suffering from fire.
Correct.
Right.
And it wasn't like he gave you the third degree either about it.
And we ended up, you know, having the chance to go taste the chicken and waffles over there at the Chicken Shack, which is his next, you know, venture. And amazing.
Where's that located?
This is across from Taylor Motors, where La Palomar used to be. And then the former Chicken Shack. So this is the new iteration. And he honored the former owner and everything. And
chicken and waffles.
Did the full menu with us. They've got gluten-free options and all that, too. And so we had wings. Mimi Mosley's secret barbecue sauce recipe was shared with John Dix.
Boy.
So you can try those over there. She got her naming rights on
from
that.
From Georgia.
Unbelievable.
Her Georgia tasting sauce. I was just out there at... Well, here, I was just at the Mosley Cellar last night.
Slap your mama. Good. That's what I said to Mimi. Yeah.
Slap
your
mama,
Mimi.
No, there is,
I think there's already one
there
out there called that.
Called that. Yeah.
Yeah. How about slap your Mimi? No, that's probably bad. Okay, let's go back. Mimi, I'm sorry, because you know what, Mimi.
The views and the views and opinions expressed.
Oh wait, was it something like that? What did
Mimi
I hear?
Mimi listens to this show all the time. So Mimi, you know what? Hey. In fact, I was out at a Mosley Cellar last night again. How they participate was for Camp Hope from the district attorney's office, and they had a. Soiree out there last night, and the food was just excellent, and the company was good. But again, you know what? But let's go back to business.
Yeah, we're talking downtown Reading, right?
Yeah. So. You know what? What do you think about this, the idea of the high-speed internet, fiber optic?
Well, I mean, position of the chamber is we're open-minded about it. I mean, because the way I look at it is if Adam McElvain, who's done a ton of research on this, is able to be successful in getting the infrastructure accomplished without any local public taxpayer dollars being used, why not? Why not give it a shot? And, you know, if he if the whole conversation, if all it does is just motivate the private sector, namely Charter Communications and others, to consider up in their game increasing speeds and decreasing costs to customers, then that's a win for us as well. So I think healthy conversation, it's exciting. I mean, the people that reach out to me and say, we need this, are the folks that we need to have in our business community. They're the ones that are producing for our economy. And they're saying, if we don't move forward with higher speed internet in whatever fashion, we're going to miss the boat on the next economic opportunity.
We need to be the Northern California gig city. My sister lives, and I hear it all, you know, I say it all the time, so don't call me and say, hey, I'm here to interview you. Which you don't, is she lives in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, sure. Yep.
And they brought in that high-speed fiber optic cable, and she said it's had a tremendous impact. Now, I can't compare Chattanooga with Redding, except they're both on the river. They both have baseball teams.
Sure.
Because they have the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, and their work climate, the work the taxation, all these things are so much different. No income tax in that state. Volkswagen's built two plants there, Kubota tractors. There's other ones that are big there. But that, she said, that internet played a big part in things.
Yeah, you could see what it could do to attracting a workforce, keeping people here. The fact that that major trunk line, I guess, passes right through the middle of town along the railroad tracks.
Isn't
really
it amazing how much it
costs? Opportunity.
Isn't it amazing to you how much it costs to get to move it 100 yards?
Yeah.
I can't believe it costs that much. Why does it cost that much?
I don't get it.
I mean, you're just, what you're doing is you're running off of connectors off, and I'm probably really making this one too simple.
Yeah, but you're, I know. I'm with you.
Yeah. You know, it's not like you put a spike into the line and run it. No, I understand the connectors and you're having to move it downtown, but it's still only, we're only talking a couple hundred yards.
It's interesting when, I was at the city council meeting when Adam gave his latest presentation, Vice Mayor McElvain, and the Charter Communications government relations lady, Lisa Ludovici, was in town from San Luis Obispo. I think she drove up the same day to be there and to speak.
Well,
and she used Provo, Utah as an example of this type of a strategy failing in a city. And Adam was ready. He was ready to respond to that. And
why did she say it failed?
Well, I guess it was a city-owned fiber optic network.
Yeah, is what Adam is.
And the way that they did it, it ended up not working out, so they sold it to Google for a dollar. So there was some kind of a loss that had to show on the books in the city of Provo. But since then, it's become one of the fastest growing tech cities in the country. And so he was able to lay out all of the facts after the fact and say, even though their strategy didn't pan out, what it's led to by setting up the system has been something really great for Provo. I've had people that have said, well, should the city be getting in this
You know,
business?
I'm glad you said that. That was going to be my next question, because we had phone calls about that saying, why is the city getting into competition with private companies?
Yeah, and I think that what they're looking at is they're saying, look, we have our own utility company. And we've got a lot of projects that are underground in downtown Redding right now. This is an opportunity to create a test case scenario and see how it goes. We're kind of situated to, as a community, I guess, to qualify in all likelihood for a couple $1 million in grant funding for the infrastructure to be put in. And there are options at that point. And I guess one option is you make the network available to the charters of the world. And, you know, they purchased the right to utilize the infrastructure. And I'm kind of going above my understanding, of course. And then the other,
I just wandered out of my lane there.
Yeah, the other side of it is something called a smart city. And I was in a conference in Las Vegas a couple years ago with their version of our development services director talking about planning a smart city. And what does that mean? Well, in Vegas, they're talking about, like, you know, how do you set up the street system so that driverless cars can, utilize it? What Adam talks about is he says, Vice Mayor McElvain says that essentially it's like creating in downtown Reading a large Android phone or an iPhone, let's say, and then you can create applications or apps that can be utilized in that network. He talks about in Sacramento, one of the applications that they have is a gunshot goes off. cameras in the neighborhood that are activated at that time to see if it's an active shooter situation or if it was just a car backfiring. But if it was an actual situation, then they're able to get that live feed to dispatch, snap some still frame photos, get it to the police officers that are responding. You know, it's just ways of using technology to help the community, and it also would probably assist in response times and all those things are so important. So
there's a whole bunch of different things. We're not just talking about being on your internet.
Yeah, technology.
And being able to download whatever you're downloading.
I think another one of the questions that's come up is why would we spend all this money on infrastructure for technology that evolves so quickly when they're talking about 5G right now, right?
Somebody wrote the other day, in fact, I'm glad you mentioned that. They're talking about that, if I can find it in here, and I'm not sure that
in our chat room.
In the chat room, we've got some really.
We love it when you
really
engage with us. By the way.
Oh yeah.
So we do read it while we're on the air. And
a new pipe. No, this is what somebody said is anonymous. But a new pipe is coming from the coast via Arcata, and will run downtown. Our cities will be outmoded by from the time it starts. Transponders on existing electric poles will be shooting data to low orbit satellites, all 30,000 of them. Now I don't know how long that's going to take. And I am familiar with low Earth orbit satellites, working with those sometimes. But I'm not sure that that gives you – anytime I'm looking at wireless, I also look at things that interfere with wireless. We could have done a wireless shot from here to South Fork. But the things that interfere with it, rain, snow, everything we've had, or just somebody pops up on our channel. So we run it by fiber. So
and so I guess, I mean, I don't know if we want to tie a bow around this one, but the chamber's just staying open minded about this, and we think that it's an intriguing conversation that could have a lot of benefit for the city, whether or not it ends up being a city owned project or it just inspires the public sector, really kicks them in the behind to start investing in our community as they said that they would in years past, but we haven't yet seen the investment in Reading seen in other metro areas.
Well, let's talk about that when we get back. It's 8:31 in the morning. It's Carl Lindebot. We're going to do an update when we get back on that situation over there by Mistletoe School. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Home Helpers. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, give Sharon Clark a call. You don't have to worry about her. People are trained. Very well trained, bonded, insured, all of this. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. But there is one thing that's for sure. There is no place like home. Keep your loved ones there. We'll be right back after these messages with Jake Mangus, president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys in Calgary. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is family night, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractor. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows and Red Bluff Dock. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Aaron Watson.
Never going out of style.
Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Red Bluff office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane.
Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 8:36 in the morning, 66 degrees, going up in the 70s today. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors, veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I'll be at 11 o'clock today with my appointment with Tim to shear my hair. Before the summer, except
sheer.
I'm growing my hair out, and I'm not sure if I've reached a point where I've said I'm not going to do this anymore or just let it grow some more until I get my contractor's look from Europe with the long hair going back so I fit in with everybody that I was working with. 8:36 in the morning here, and we're here with Jake Mangus, who's the president of the Redding Chamber of Commerce.
I don't think Carl would look good with a man bun. What do you think, Linda?
No, we're not going to go there. But he said that he used to have a ponytail.
I had an Antonio Banderas.
There you go.
He did have, but, you know, that was probably, you know, how we all think about, I was also know what it was like when I was a showgirl 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
So my body and everything was different. I don't know if I can kick my legs up past my ears today.
I'm not going to comment on that. So, hey, Jake, the city council, and believe it or not, a lot of people were saying, wow, they got really irate about the soccer field.
Oh, sure.
And you know what? I wasn't irate, but my questions all came back to you is how we pay for it in the future. And we're going to just have to wait and see on this one because they've already voted for it. And having the soccer field, I think, is something we need. And I've got other people that are very fiscal conservatives. They've all kind of agreed on that. But what got everybody fired up was this park fee, this park tax that we had, one of the major real estate firms in here the next day. And who are working with Stillwater and other organizations around here saying it's going to have an impact.
Yeah, I mean that's
what is the chamber or does the chamber taking a stand on?
Well, I mean we definitely took a stand on it. There were two. I'm trying to dust this off again, but the first one was. We have two people on our board that also sat on that volunteer committee that was assembled by the city, and they were presented with information through this revised parks, trails, and open space plan that was the basis for the fee increase. And these two folks were part of the majority that agreed that, yes, we should be increasing the park development impact fees for residential, and there was also a methodology used for the institution of a brand new non-residential fee for park development. So
who were the two?
I was surprised. This was Michelle Godert and Mike Dahl, who are sit on our board. And Michelle's a planning commissioner, very experienced and commercial property management and so on. And so I really respect both of their opinions. But the point that was made was this revised plan was brought to City Council in November and rescinded, so it was never adopted. But yet they were asking for the council to vote on this fee increase and this brand new fee without the plan that it was based upon. So that was the point that I made at City Council that night. And the mayor, Mayor Julie Winter, called it a red herring and said that it had no bearing on the decision, that the fee increase was justified outside of that plan, that they weren't connected to one another. And so that may be true, but I was going with, you know, the information that I had at the time is that, you know, you attempt to seek out the truth in these things, and it can be really tricky to do that, is what I learned. The other point that I like to make through this is that the business community is not against park, trails, and open space development. In fact, these are called development impact fees. The key there is development. Development has to happen for those fees to be realized. So our point to the City Council was also, make sure that you don't bite the hand that feeds you. Give us an opportunity to help you. If you encourage development, you're going to encourage these fees to be produced and fill your coffers to develop future parks for this community. So really it just became a difference of how do we fund future park development? That was the big question and the point that we differed. So.
Well, the question is that already people are paying fees. I understand. Yeah. And, you know, I don't know if this is an urban myth. You probably know, but the that panda place, what is that called? The panda. It's the Food Express or something.
Panda Express.
Yeah. Over $200,000 in fees.
Oh, down there at near the Save Mart Foods development.
Yeah. I mean that if that's true. Over $200,000 in fees, you know, and then when you add this on to people with businesses that are trying to start business, they already have the money.
Sure.
And now we have this. I asked Danny, I said, are you your grandfathered in on this one? What about the next one? I mean, how much more money do you have to pull in to pay for this? Mm-hmm. And then is that going to slow down? And according to the Middletons, all three of them that were here, that this is going to have an impact, a detrimental impact on growth.
Well, I would say that it couldn't help, right? I mean, if you're adding more costs to your equation, you got to figure out how to make it work. Because I think, as I talk to someone like Chris Heydrich, right, this is somebody who's very level-headed, and I've seen it in black and white. He goes through a scenario of a commercial project, the things that you have to consider to make it pencil out to get the return that you're looking for. Because you look at an investor and they got $1 million. Are they going to put it in the market? Or are they going to invest in real estate? What's it going to be? Well, if you want them to invest in real estate in your community, they're expecting a certain return. Otherwise, they're going to go to another method to try to get that money, that return and grow. And if it doesn't pencil out, they're not going to do that. And so right now, it's really hard to get projects, commercial projects, to pencil out that are, unless they're going to be owner-occupied and there's going to be some other source of revenue, like in a Panda Express case, of course, it's not just, occupying the building, but they're also going to be generating revenue through the sales of the food and all this kind of stuff. So they've worked it out in their own, mind that it's going to work.
And they are a large corporation.
Yes.
But when you talk about mom and pop,
sure,
that can really hammer them. So I shouldn't say mom and pop, but like you said, you know, somebody wants to build this and do that.
And well, I think the other piece of all of that, which is a valid point, is that the workforce of today and tomorrow, they're looking for the place that they want to live first and then looking for a job second. But the counter to that is, are you telling me then that people are leaving California for Texas because of the parks? You know, so you just got to look at it and say that it's a blend. We want Redding to be an amazing place. It's got a lot of beautiful amenities, but you also have to have some sort of an economic base that's going to help to create the wealth that we need to invest in the things that we want. You know, whether it's chicken and egg or whatever you want to say, both of them are important.
But I do like the tagline you said earlier. And it would be wonderful if you were to put like an idea on the wall for people. Where am I going to go now? Raise my family.
Sure.
I like Redding as a place to create your destiny.
Yeah. I was just there's a business in town called Old Shasta Coffee Company, Redding, a place to grow your destiny? What was it? Make your destiny? What did you just say?
Well, you had said earlier, and I wrote it down.
Yeah.
Create your destiny.
That's true.
Let Reading be where you can create your destiny would be like a catch line under Reading.
It's cool.
What does that mean?
Maybe we can buy that from them.
Yeah.
There were two people that I've encountered in the last week, three people actually. One is a couple that owns Old Shasta Coffee Company over by Ace Hardware Express on Eureka Way. They were living on Whidbey Island off the Washington coast there.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband took a look at, he did it like with a spreadsheet, and he had all of these things they were looking to have in their next place to live. And Reading came to the top of the list. He goes, all these B towns, it was Bozeman and Billings and Boise and Bend, and Reading rose to the top for mm-hmm. them. And so anyway, they're going to write something up for me and we're going to share their story. And I don't believe Bethel had anything to do with the decision, that other B word we hear a lot. So that's interesting to me.
Well, to share with that story, and we've got to take a break, but there's a guy who's a veteran in the VA home, and I sang out there for somebody's birthday or something, and somehow we met him, or I came in here, and I can't remember the story, but we come back about somebody who did the spreadsheet. Where can I farm? Where am I going to do this? Because I asked him, why are you here?
Sure.
And he has the most fascinating story. So he actually sent it to me. And it came out that it was he was in Red Bluff. But it's still, we're still visiting. We're counties, right? We're right next to each other.
It's basically in our market
area.
Kind of the way I look at it.
And let's take a break. But the other thing we want to talk about is time for people to step up. You know, people have been talking about investing in Reading a long time. And we have money out there. Yeah, maybe it's time to do that. And let's talk about how that can work.
Okay.
Okay. 8:45 in the morning here, Friday, the 12th of April. 68 degrees out there. Are we still having that same situation down in Mistletoe and that area? We'll talk about that when we get back.
Okay, absolutely, with shooting.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Everything you need for insurance and financial needs under one roof. Since 1993, Judy Maxwell and her people have been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. Give her a call at 221-0441. She handles our life insurance, so we're very happy with that. Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Stuck inside these four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Saturday, April 20th for our annual Show and Shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Space is limited, so get here early. Show your classic car and enjoy a hot dog meal. $5 free slot play and a t-shirt. Additional hot dog meals available for $5. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Classic cars are better at the river. What would be great after a long day at the office? Meeting up with friends for drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles at a live comedy show. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino in Overtime as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with comedy night. Enjoy an amusing, knee-slapping good time with stand-up comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8, so grab your friends, head to Wind River Resort and Casino, and enjoy the show with different comedians each week. No cover charge. Download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at River.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'd like to mention the fact that a springtime weekend out there at Shasta College and Simpson University are going to have a music extravaganza out there with over 150 people on stage.
How fun!
It's going to be great. That's going to be the 12th through the 14th. It's going to be April 12th at 7 p.m. And then on
tomorrow.
Tonight. It is 12. It's 7 p.m. Friday. And then it's going to be also again Saturday, April 13th at 7:30, and Sunday, April 14th at 3 p.m. 150 is going to be – it's not only going to be just musicians, but choral groups and everything. Shasta
Fantastic.
College.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This was out there actually yesterday in the rehearsal studios, going to be doing some upcoming concerts myself in May. So I was working with somebody in the rehearsal room at Shasta College. That's fun. Hey, give you a quick update on the weather. It's currently 68 degrees. Our temperatures today will be high of 73 and low of 48. Tomorrow is a beautiful sunny 77 with lows of 52. And Sunday we have about 20% chance of showers, but the 70 will be Sunday and Sunday night around 48. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Let's get back to our program here with Jake Mangus, our
president of Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
I just want to say they're still actively working an incident involving shots fired in the 2100 block of Oxford Drive. The police are. So please avoid that area down there. Somebody the last time we read was barricaded inside a house. So we'll find out what happens with that. Okay, Jake, investment in the community.
Unbelievable to see what's happened. Right here where we are sitting right now, we're in the, what you call it, ground zero here in downtown Reading, right?
This is ground zero. I mean, frankly, you know, I say it, you know, it was first it was tongue-in-cheek, but no
sure.
longer.
Yep.
No longer. I mean, the changes we're having, I mean, it's building, I mean, across the street a couple years ago. Now it's down the street at the Americana Lodge. It's up the street with K2. Behind us at the old police station with McConnell. And then now the other one, I mean, it is all around us.
Mm-hmm. I started
Theory Coffee, everything.
You're right. I mean, it's fun to tally up the construction valuation itself because you surpassed $300 million with, like, the first three projects,
wow.
which would be the courthouse, $173 million courthouse.
I didn't even mention that.
Is that going to be in the same place?
No, it'll be right across the street there.
Where they're building
it. All right, I just want to make sure. Like, you know, hey, let's just give me a visual.
Yeah, across the street, I think it's going to be six stories.
Okay.
You know? So we'll change the landscape in downtown Reading. The former courthouse then will become opportunity for perhaps jail expansion and things like that,
well,
too.
Well, that is. That's going to probably add another 100 seats that
mm-hmm.
we need.
Yep. That'll be a big deal.
I'm trying to buy the hot dog stand in front of the post office from Randy, though he just went out and bought a new
trailer.
Hot dog stand.
Oh.
And I'm thinking of buying the old hot dog stand and so that we can cover that whole area.
Yeah, maybe after you get off the show, you can sell hot dogs out in front.
I was trying to think about this, you know, bots Burgers would make sense or something like that.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Bots Brats.
Bots Dogs.
Bots Brats.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I'll go with that one.
I'm going to get myself a big hat. Oh, yeah. And Linda says.
Shaped like a brat? No, yeah, I don't know if you like can do that. Yeah.
Drive a little brat car.
Oh, yeah, no, that was the brat. Remember
yeah,
that
right.
one?
In the parades. So, yeah, I can just see it now.
We've got it's called the Block 7 project right now, and that's the K2 McConnell redevelopment of the parking garage. And Alan Knott said that you're looking at $100 million in construction when that thing's done. So then you go over to the K2 Dickers project that's now beginning to go from the ground up.
$100 million?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
What?
And
why? I guess I want to see the model.
I know, and that's the thing. And so what I asked Daniel Knott, who's on our board at the chamber and also works at K2, of course, he said we're going to be showing the community what we're thinking about here in the near future. Plus, that's going to get a new name because Block 7 was just kind of a made up generic mm-hmm. name for that particular section of downtown, but they're going to call it something else. Then right next door to the chamber downtown, we've got the K2 Dickers redevelopment, right? And that's like a $40 million project. Then you have what Brent Weaver is doing on the corner of Pine and Placer Street, another three-story mixed-use space, 16 market-rate apartments, and then the bottom floor will be a restaurant. And we've heard Asian fusion is the genre, if that's what you say. And it goes on and on
I
from there.
I think he's doing partnership with the people down here. They have the Kobe beef. So that makes sense for something like that. You know what? Yeah. And, you know, here we are, and this is selfish, but we live 5 minutes from downtown walking. So we're looking at all the stuff that's happening because I also heard in that Block 7, there could be a theater going in there, a movie theater. And you know, imagine that, a movie theater in downtown Reading with all these new buildings and people could go to that. And
restaurants, walking, shopping.
Yes. The one question I've heard, parking.
Yeah.
Because it gets hot around here, and where are we going to park everybody?
Well, there's a parking garage that is built in with a $4 million grant that's been secured by McConnell and K2. That will supplement it will help to replace some of the lost parking with the parking garage going away. But I think that reality is that we're going to be having a bit of a rough transition, I would say, mm-hmm. during all of this construction where people are going to have to be patient and park farther away than they want to get to where they need to go. But I think my thought about it anyway is if you can make the point from A to B where you're walking to your destination safe and interesting, then I think it becomes less of a deal to be able to have to walk like three blocks to get to where you need to go. I mean, we're used to other downtowns, of course, where you get down there, it's the experience, it smells good, things look cool, you're oftentimes stimulated by stuff. Trees.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about hiring 10 students from Simpson in pedicabs. So that people could be moved, it could be moved from a parking lot downtown.
There is some surface parking that in that Rabba parking lot where the Bell Rooms is located, future Bike Depot, another development.
I'm telling you, they have pedicabs in San Diego, and they're busy all the time. Why not do something like that?
Well, I've seen a huge resurgence in downtown Sacramento, my old hometown.
Sure.
And watched whole downtown scene change with the Golden One Arena.
Correct.
And just, but it... It's still the traffic moves, but you know if you go to any city, you're not usually you may be lucky to park up in front, but it's part of the deal.
You're
going to park in a garage, and even when you park in a garage, there's a ways to walk before you get to where you're going.
And people are going to have to people have to understand that that's what's going to happen, and that there is going to be more walking. It's going to be tough at first, but you know what? That's just the way it is. And that's why you need to get little people mover things around.
I wish we could snap our fingers and all this stuff would be constructed and we could enjoy it today.
Right.
But I know it's going to take this patience and I'm not so good at that. But, so I know it won't all happen at once. So we'll be able to make adjustments along the way, I think, that'll soften some of these changes.
So 2030, can we make it, Carl?
But 2030, I mean, I was looking at that. And, I wrote it and I'm going, the reality is that I'm 50 years old in 2030. And I'm looking back and I'm wondering, how did we do raising our kids? My youngest daughter would be going off to college and all those things that I wrote. And I'm going, let's look at our community and where are we at in 2030.
It's a great article. If you have not read it, it's too bad. I mean, I wish you could
I wish you could put it out there. Is it out on Facebook?
It is. It's out on Facebook and Instagram, too.
It's a great article.
It's only 11 years from now.
You know what? It's not that.
I'm just thinking, wait a minute. How old am I going to be? Will I walk?
Of course you will.
In 11 years, yes.
You know what? Here's Jake. He says, oh, I'll be 50 then. I've got T-shirts older than you right now. Son.
I'm thinking about some of my friends now that have turned 50, right? And I'm going, well, they've done all right. It's not going to be so bad.
Trust me.
You know?
I was 58, and I was still doing combat tours.
There
Don't
you
worry,
go.
You're still out there. Okay. Yep. Have a great weekend, everybody. Jake Mangus, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Jake.
The business of a thriving community.
Right.
There you go.
What a great way to tie up a Friday.
It is.
The end of
this
the week here.
This has been kind of a business week.
Yeah, you know,
we've
had
a lot of
good stuff.
Different people in here from EDC and the bank and all these kind of things. So, everybody, have a safe weekend. Don't forget about going out to Shasta College.
And Adamson's Peak Performance tomorrow at the open house.
Tomorrow, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Let's go out and enjoy ourselves. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.